That's a sick ass beat.
Yes.
Hey, Reg.
Who's that? Who's that coughing?
Hey, Reg.
What up, Mars?
Think you'll be alive this weekend?
Hey, what's wrong with your girl, bruh?
What's wrong with your girl? She's like choking.
That's not my girl, that's your girl.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know, let me ask her. Hold on. Hillary.
The administration, right? You assume.
Bitch won't stop copping.
Madam. You know Madam Secretary.
Hey, bitch. I'm trying to ask your whole ass a question, ho. Madam Secretary, can I ask just one fucking question?
You know what? I won't hold you.
Welcome to episode 3 of our show. I'm your host of Mars, and this is my co-host with the most, Rich. Rich, how you doing,
bro? We're back live on a Saturday.
Episode three. And you remember, this is our show where we talk about sports, politics, and anything else worthy of our attention. Oh, man. We got a great show lined up for you guys today. We got the recap of week 2 in the NFL. We got cops shooting blacks, terrorism, predictions for week 3. And did you, hey, Rich. Rich.
What up?
Did you hear Brad Pitt is back on the market?
Wow, that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice piece of ass back on the market.
All that and more on our show. Wow, I'm pumped to be back, but honestly, to tell you the truth, I am so fucking nervous right now. I'm jittery. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, my hands are shaking. I think I need more beer.
That's beer. More beer always solves any problem.
Any problem, I swear to God. You got a problem?
Speaking of beer, I think I just drank like a 5-old-day beer that you was did. Lying in your room, right?
Yeah,
now.
It was hot. Like, it was looked like piss.
How long has that been there? Why was it half full? Is it obviously, it's my
you
beer.
You drank that
it's
one?
In my corner. I drank it.
The half one.
I just drank it
you
right
drank,
now.
You drank that half one?
I did. I didn't
That's
know it was a...
fucking disgusting.
I didn't know it was an old beer until I realized halfway through.
That has been open and just there since Tuesday
night.
Yeah,
and then I counted all the beers, and then I realized I just drank an old beer
that's
sitting here.
Ooh, God
damn. I'm about to throw up.
Are you serious?
I'm about to throw up.
Are you serious? You want me to pause the show?
No, I'm good.
Oh, God.
Why is there an old beer sitting there?
I'll get more into that. I got sick that night when I started pissing out of my asshole for the next couple of days after Tuesday night. I was pissing out of my... anyways, I'll talk about that more later on. But
projectile shit out of your ass.
I was pissing shit out of my asshole. we always start the show off with gripes. We're going to separate the gripes. We're going to have gripe 1 and then gripe 2 later on, you know? But before you go into your gripe, you know, I was at work today, and I'm not going to say where I work, but I was in an aisle, and in the next aisle, there was 2 Indian guys, and they smelled like shit.
Like shit or like beer?
Okay, well, you know, I could say shit, right? But that's kind of vague. Maybe I should be more specific. So I smelled it from the next aisle. And I was just like, my first reaction was to be like this. Like, using my breath from my mouth to blow the shit smell from them.
So your breath smelled better than they did.
I could have eaten a log of turd, and it would have smelled better than those 2 stinky fucks.
Wait, so they smell like shit, like they don't wipe their ass?
I was thinking, okay, let's get creative here, and I came up with the perfect thing of how they smelled. They smell, and you know what? If for you guys being like, oh, you're being racist, no, I'm not. not all Indian people smell, but these two guys smell like unwiped assholes. Yeah. But I'll tell you exactly how they smell. Let's say you bought three crunchy tacos from Taco Bell. Right?
Okay.
You bought three crunchy tacos from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Let's say you forgot them in your car, and you had a three-day weekend, and you're just chilling in your home for the 3 days, right?
Oh, wow.
So you go out into your car. It's 90 degrees every day. It's Monday morning. You jump in, and it's like that smell of three-day-old tacos with some sour cream, some chives, and a hint of shit.
That's pretty bad.
That's what it smelled like. Jeez. They smelled fucking horrendous.
Was it their breath, or was it like...
It was their force body. Field of shit! It was a fucking aura of shit around them! They had a force field or an atmosphere of stinkiness.
Like, if they were animated, you could see, like, the effects of rising above them.
Yeah, stink lines with flies. No, I would say it was probably, like, a little atmosphere, and the shade would be brown. And then, so people are checking out where I work at, and there is a Chinese couple. I'm guessing they were Chinese. They sounded Chinese. They're having all these issues checking out, and at the same time, their kid's going fucking berserk.
The little kid
is going fucking goddamn berserk. All you hear is this loud, crazy Chinese banter going crazy. They're like, oh, so how do I do this? How do I check? But I'm trying to explain, and they're trying to ask questions while their kid is just yelling this Chinese banter.
Control your fucking kid.
I was like, it sounded like... Have you ever watched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Probably when I was like five.
Well, maybe our audience has seen it. And there's the character Short Round, the little Chinese boy that was also in the Goonies. Imagine him being held down by four white men and being sodomized.
Wow.
And him screaming for his life.
Jesus Christ.
That's how this kid sounded. Now, you know what? He wasn't held down before white men. He was held down before black men and sodomized. That's how this kid sounded. He was just top of his lungs just screaming, and they couldn't control him. They grabbed his hand after they finally checked out. All the way out, he was crying like if somebody was pulling his intestines out of his asshole.
Jesus Christ. How old was he, like?
He was, I don't know, like three or something.
Gives a fuck.
Fucking little asshole. Anyways, you got any gripes, bruh?
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Bud Light Lime, by the way. Best beer ever.
This chick told me I was a pussy for drinking Bud Light.
I'm embarrassed to say that I like Bud Light Lime, but it fucks me up.
I drink it like Kool-Aid. I think that's why I get all fucking wasted.
It's thirst quenching.
So, hey, do you have any gripes today, Rich?
Yeah, I've got a pretty good gripe, and I think you might agree with me on this one.
Well, oh, by the way, before I forget, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
Our fucking, we got people listening where?
Oh, we got people in Oakland, Kansas City, North Carolina, San Francisco, our hometown San Jose, Chandler, Arizona. Shout out to Chandler, Arizona.
So, thank you guys for listening. How much downloads did we get for that last podcast?
We're up to like 81 downloads or so.
Ooh,
and we're coming up.
My nipples are getting hard. I gotta drink this beer harder. I don't think I'm drunk enough.
All right. Well, anyways, you want to hear a gripe that I have?
It's been like a week and a half. I want to hear your gripe, son.
All right. Well, okay. Well, tell me if you agree with it. You might agree with me with this. A lot of people might agree. So here it goes. All right. So we live in the digital age now of where everybody's like on a dating app or some shit like that, like Tinder or whatever. Like,
yeah, I got three dating apps.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So you I think you can relate to what I'm about to say. And I bet everybody else can kind of relate. Alright, so first thing, I got like two in one. So it's like, I got one gripe about the same thing, and then I got my final gripe. And it all relates to the same.
Alright, this sounds like a Seinfeld episode. I'm ready.
Alright, so obviously before I go on, I just want to say a PSA announcement. I am not gay bashing. I am not against the gay lesbian community.
Is this how all of your gripes are going to start? I am not racist. I am not gay. I'm not an Islamophobe. You fucking racist, homophobic son of a bitch.
I just want to get that out there right now.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So, all you trannies out there that are trolling the dating sites and the dating apps.
Uh-oh.
I just want to make sure that we're clear. You guys need to fucking clarify your status properly. Because if you're on a dating app, too many times I have trannies in my search queue. And you are a guy. You are not a female. So when you make your fucking account, make sure that you classify yourself as a male looking for a male.
Wait.
Not a female looking for a guy.
Okay, so wait. Sorry to cut you off, but you're telling me you made a dating site? You're on a dating site?
Yeah, I from time to time I'll get on a dating app.
So you made you took selfies and you posted them up? Are you telling me, Rich, that you posted up selfies of you and did a little profile of yourself?
It's kind
of
funny to think that, but yeah, you could say
you
that.
You did that?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm fucking impressed.
Well, I know, I've been doing dating site apps from time to time for like the last 10 years or whatever.
I am in complete disbelief right now.
Usually, like, I'll date chicks from my work or whatever, but when things go kind of dry, yeah, I'll get on a dating app.
You know? What do you have on your like summary? Like, first of all, I'm not a racist, a homophobe.
I keep it very simple. Which, by the way, that all will tie in.
Okay, I'm sorry. But, I'm sorry. I'm just in
anyways,
disbelief.
It's
okay,
pretty funny, yeah, but anyways. So I'm sick and tired of being tricked, and I'm not being tricked, but I'm sick and tired of being bamboozled by these fucking circus clowns.
Circus? What the fuck?
They're posing as females, and they're showing up in my search queue. You said you have three profiles on three separate dating apps.
Yes.
I'm sure you have seen this. They have their username as like a TS to identify that they're a transsexual,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or they won't provide that, and they'll just pretend that they're a fucking girl.
You know. It's okay, so like when I, you know, you do that little swipe thing, like if you're interested or not
interested.
And I, you know, I do it, and there's been times where I'm like, whoa, man, this broad is fucking hot.
Right.
And I go in the profile, I'll start reading, and then it's like, oh, by the way, I have a cock.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, oh, you fucker.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm sick and tired of being tricked and bamboozled. By these fucks. You are not a female. I don't give a fuck what Obama says. I don't care what America says. You are a guy. All right. So classify yourself as a male looking for a male, because I don't want to fucking see you in my search queue.
You know what? I see that, and I'm just like, oh, you know, it kind of sucks. But I honestly don't give a shit. Like, are you like...
Not only do I block them, but I also report them as well.
You're such a fucking Trump guy. You sick fuck. They're just searching for love.
Don't you, doesn't that piss you off? I mean...
And no, it never really pissed me off. I'm just like, ah, you asshole, you got me. It's almost kind of like a zinger, right? Like, yeah. This dude's like, oh, let me see how much straight guys I could fool today. And I got Rickrolled, I guess. Jesus, you could say.
Right. I mean, they've got, like, good... I mean, they got, like, tit jobs, too. It's like, they got big-ass...
Very tits. Nice tits.
You see a pair of tits on the screen, you automatically click on it, and then you get fooled. It's like, oh, I'm a transsexual, by the way.
I wonder how those tits look like. Are they like pretty good tit jobs, or like one nipple's facing to the right?
It's gotta be the worst job ever. Anyways, so that's like part one of the of that. So my main gripe. All right, yeah. So sticking on topic with the whole dating app.
I still can't believe you're on a fucking dating app.
Well, it's how girls create their profiles. I wish we could take live calls to see what girls think of guys' profiles.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give you my perspective.
Are you giving our women audience tips?
I am giving them tips on how to create.
Yeah. The crowd loves it. They're pumped. Let's hear this. I'm happy.
All our female audience tips on how to create a legit profile on a dating app.
Oh, well, let
me tell you everything that's wrong with what they're doing.
Please enlighten me, sir.
All right. So let's get in step one, the pictures. All right. The way you guys post your pictures. All right. This is just my opinion, so you can chime in on your opinion on if you see it.
Oh, I will. I got a ton already.
All right.
So I'll put on the spot too.
My opinion on let's just talk about pictures. So step one, I don't want to see other fucking guys in your profile.
Okay.
Too many times I'm seeing guys like hugging and kissing like on the cheek. I don't give a fuck if that's your brother or not. I don't want to see another guy in your profile photo posing with you, hugging you, kissing you. I don't want to see that.
Is that number one?
That's number one.
That's number one.
The next picture. I don't give a fuck if you've hiked Mount Everest. I don't want to see you sweating at the top of a mountaintop after you just hiked 50 fucking miles. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see you snorkeling. I don't want to see you half asleep with your dog smiling to the camera.
It's so staged.
I don't want to see
like the blanket, like they rearrange it.
In their pajamas and their dog sleeping on top of them. I don't want to see pictures of your food. I don't want to see you. This is one I saw.
Oh, I hate that. Why are you putting pictures of food? I saw
one last week or whatever. She was like holding a wine glass, and it was as if she said something funny, and then somebody snapped the photo as if she was laughing and she was saying it at the same time. It's like, how do you capture that moment? And then how do you request that picture?
Like, oh, the audacity. Hey, I want to get this picture down for my something. I want to take this picture of me doing this. Would you mind taking this? Yeah. And I also wonder, did it take more than like two times? Three times?
Pretend I said something. I'm about to say something funny. So when I say it, snap the photo, and then I'm gonna post it. And I don't want to see you like at some landmark in Italy. I don't want to see you like jet skiing, because then that makes me feel like, oh fuck, now I have to travel. Now I have to go snorkeling with sharks. Now I have to go to fucking Italy,
sharks,
and Europe.
Sharks!
I don't want to see it.
You gotta snorkel with goddamn sharks! You're all snorkeling and shit.
Alright.
You know when you
care how much fun you're having. No, go ahead.
When I think of them hiking. I think, like, I just see them, like, oh, you're hiking, so, like, your coochie probably smells like shit, during that photo. Yeah,
it's like, they're sweaty, like...
Your pussy's all sweaty.
Who wants to see that?
I... I'm thinking automatically, wow, your pussy must smell like shit because you hiked 5 miles up a goddamn mountain.
And then,
just for a picture. You didn't just, you didn't do it for health. You didn't do it for yourself or anything else. You did it for that Instagram pic. And you know why, how I know? Because I'm guilty of it too.
We'll get into that though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got the pic, you get the bad picture. So automatically, I think douchebag. When I see people posting in front of like the Eiffel Tower, it's like, all right, I already know this is a douchebag profile. That's just my point of view. And then they make this fucking 5-paragraph essay in their bio. Ugh. And then they start it by saying, oh, how do I describe myself? Oh, I don't know. How? I don't know.
This is weird.
Yeah, this is weird. But they go into a big fucking block of text that I'm not going to fucking read, obviously. And then they end it with like, Oh, by the way, don't say hi, don't say hey, don't say hello. Be creative in your responses. It's like, oh, what, so now I gotta audition? Like, I gotta make a fucking comedy sketch to reach out to you? Audition on this fucking dick. Like, who the fuck are you, you know? Like, how else are you supposed to say hi or hey or hello to somebody? All right, but when I reach out to somebody, I obviously say more than just that,
yeah.
So I get it. But if you have to add that to your profile, you're a fucking douche.
It's kind of like carry on. I'm sorry.
Alright, so the correct way to make a profile if you're a female.
I gotta hear this.
This is what you need to do if you're a female. Oh, and then they say, oh, I'm not looking for sex, I'm not looking to hook up, I'm not looking for this, I'm not looking for that.
Well, I'm not a hoe.
What the fuck are you, a fucking prude? Well, then what the fuck am I gonna talk to you then? So this is the correct way to make a profile.
Yes, right? Please.
So let's start with the pictures. All I want is 3 pictures. That's all I want to see, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
One picture, I need a selfie, like a regular selfie of yourself.
Face.
Yeah, of yourself.
Okay.
A recent selfie, I might add, because how many times have I met up with somebody and it's, I'm going off this selfie, but it's clearly from 10 fucking years ago. And then when you meet them, it's like, who the fuck is this? Like, this is not you. So I need a current selfie picture. Just the face.
Okay.
The second picture.
Okay.
I need a full body picture.
Okay, yeah.
I need to see the full body. I don't want to see 20 fucking photos of the same goddamn selfie in, you know, 20 different fucking angles of your face.
Mm-hmm.
So one is a regular selfie. One is your regular body, like a full body shot. The third one is a sexy picture of your best asset. Mm. So if you've got big tits, then like a good respectable picture of your tits. Or if you got a nice ass, something tight that shows your ass. If you got nice legs, something with like a skirt with heels on. The third picture's got to be accentuating your best asset. That's all I need.
I completely agree, pictures. Bro. I fucking think the audience is like, oh, I love it. I think, yeah, I completely 100% agree.
Any more than that, like if you have like 30 pictures of you being a slut or whatever, the profile seems fake. So that's why I'm saying these 3 pictures you got to stick to. And that's how you create a good profile. That's what ladies need to be following if you're on a dating app.
Those are some great tips.
Great tips.
As a man, and I've been on 3, I do 3 dating sites at a time. The thing that I mostly see, I'd rather get bamboozled by the tranny because it's funny.
Oh my God.
The thing that makes me mad is when I see a picture of a selfie and I'm like, ooh, she's cute, right? So I click on her profile. The first thing I do, I don't even look at her profile. I want to look at her goddamn pictures. So I start. So I was like, okay, the first one's a cute selfie. I swipe, and the next selfie, she's like, she's like chubbier, and then I swipe again, and then she's like fatter. And then the last one is just like she's completely a huge fucking pig monster. She's so fat. I'm like, how the fuck did you get that first picture looking that good?
Cute. Yeah. But clearly it's an old picture of them when they're skinny, young, and then they're...
No, it's not. They're just working the fucking angles. Fucking pieces. This is for you, you fat bitches. Stay off my dating sites. I'd rather look at trannies with nice tits than you fat fucking pigs. Fuck you. And you know what? I'm so pissed. I just stuck the neck. Oh.
All right.
Just, oh, God. You know, ugh. Yeah, I might share that gripe with you. And if you watched, how could you listen with your eyes? If you listened to last week's show, you know what this music means, folks. Madden 97, gay fucking music. We're gonna recap week 2, baby. Let's do it. What do we got at the table, Rich?
Hey, Buffalo versus the Jets. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who would have thought Fitzpatrick holding out and everything, and he's playing big. 24 for 34, 374 yards, one touchdown. I don't look at Fitzpatrick like an elite quarterback, but if he's going to start playing like one, I'm more interested in the Jets.
You know who's not an elite quarterback in the NFL?
Who?
Tyrod Taylor. Joe boy throwing that crucial pick. Cuts into the game. What's up with that?
Big disappointment.
Let's go to Carolina where the Niners got teabag. How you like? I got a message for the fucking Niners. How you like playing someone who fought back? You pieces of fucking shit.
Okay, Cam Newton going big. 353 yards and 4 touchdowns. Carlos Hyde, the running back for the Niners. Big disappointment. 14 carries, 34 yards.
And you know what? That first game against the Rams, they won right big, 28-0, and Kaepernick kneeled. And you know, it was like, whatever. How about you fucking kneel? You fucking kneel. And you fucking get raped. And like, how do you... fuck you, you cornbread brother. Let's go Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, baby.
AJ Green shut down. 2 catches, 38 yards. That's your fantasy fuckboy right there.
Ooh.
What's up with him? Andy Dalton, though, had a big game, but they didn't come out victorious.
Yeah, Cincinnati, you're not looking... You're fucking losers, you pieces of shit. Because Pittsburgh won 24-16. And my boy, my fantasy boy... D'Angelo Williams says he has no problem with sitting on the bench when Le'Veon Bell gets back. All that matters to him is getting that ring. I love that mentality.
Wow. Big Ben threw 2 picks, too, and they still came out with the victory. That's defense right there.
Ooh, that looks like the old Seal Kirk to me. Dallas versus Washington. Washington 23, Cowboys 27.
Dak Prescott having a big, efficient game as a rookie. 22 for 30, 292 yards. Dez, welcome to the 2016 season.
Who's Dez?
102 yards.
Dez?
Ezekiel Elliott fumbled twice. He got benched late in the fourth quarter as well.
Oh, fuck. And also news from this week, Dak rejecting sponsorships so he can focus more on football. I love that mentality. Let's go Tampa Bay, Arizona. Tampa Bay 7, Arizona 40.
Carson Palmer had a big game. 17 for 30, 304 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He's back to his form. I hope he stays consistent. Oh, yeah, Jameis Winston just getting blown out. I mean, fuck Jameis
Winston. Don't say that about my boy. Well, yeah. Anyways, you know what? You're beating a weak team. That's unimpressive. You were supposed to do this just like you were supposed to beat the fucking Pats without Brady. You pieces of shit. I'm not respecting Arizona yet. They got a fucking big mountain to fucking climb. Atlanta at Oakland. Oakland loses. Let's move on to Jacksonville losing to the Chargers, 38-14.
Jacksonville, they're my team to be a sleeper this year, and all they're proving is utter disappointment. I said in the first episode that Blake Bortles had to throw. He had to minimize his interceptions. He threw two touchdowns, but threw two picks. Crucial. They got blown out, 38-14. Phillip Rivers, though, by the way, 17 of 24, 220 yards and four touchdowns. Ooh. That's efficient. That's good numbers right there.
That sounds like they have a run game down there in San Diego. Green Bay at Minnesota. Where my Minnesota Vikings beat the fucking Packers 70-14 in their new stadium.
Hey, what would you know? Sam Bradford playing big, 22 for 31, 286 yards and two touchdowns. AP out for the year.
Oh, you know, don't give Sam Bradford credit. Don't give that bum credit. It's all about North Turner. I've said it first 2 weeks, North Turner. That guy could make pieces of shit quarterbacks into decent quarterbacks. Also, let's give praise to that fucking Minnesota defense. Rodgers sacked five times. And then that Monday night game, Philadelphia-Chicago. Philadelphia 29, Chicago 14.
Okay, well, it was the Chicago Bears. They suck, but I mean,
suck
Philadelphia
cock.
Is playing with house money right now. They should not be winning this many games. They're already 2. Where are they? 2-0 now?
Philly.
I'm not sold on this motherfucker. I don't know how he's playing so good. He's playing efficient. At some point, they're going to break down.
You know what they're calling? Carson Wentz?
What?
Pennsylvania, baby! That's what they're calling the state! Pennsylvania's now Pennsylvania! Because he's my boy! He's the biggest talk right now! Let's move on! Woo! And let's go to New England, where Tom Brady is suspended. They got Garoppolo. He gets hurt in week two against Miami. Then, last night, actually, 2 days ago, because I am so fucked up right now. Now, what's the third string quarterback?
I don't even know his fucking name.
The token black guy pulls out the win with Edelman as the second string quarterback. He's a black guy. But there's a black quarterback in New England, in Massachusetts. Oh, wow. How do you think he feels right now?
I did not watch that game, but they are. Let's talk about this team. I mean, they are doing things that are unheard of. Their star quarterback's out. They're performing. They're winning games. They're going to be nice and prepped when Tom Brady returns.
Oh, man. That's how you win coaching. I don't give a shit if it's asterisk right now or their past is just tainted. These guys are fucking winning, and they're winning, and they're winning, and they're winning, and I fucking love it. And that's our recap with the most worthiest games. Next week, we'll come back better because we'll be earlier in the fucking week. I'm surprised you didn't say anything because I blew past the Raiders.
You know what? Just going back to the Patriots, though. So, you know how the NFL is doing they changed the touchback rule.
Yeah.
Where it goes out to the 25-yard line now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing this. The Patriots are doing this thing where, well, they did it in week one. I don't know if they did it in week two, but I guess it's all situational football, the way Belichick preaches. He coaches situational football. So late in the game of week one, instead of booting it out of the end zone late in the game, they actually kicked it straight up in the air and made the opposing team return the ball, like at the one. Like, he caught it at the one. So he was forced to return it. So not only did he return it to the 17-yard line, but they got a holding call on that play. So that backed him up to, like, the 8-yard line. So now they're starting, instead of the 25-yard line, now they're starting at the 8-yard line. And then they ended up missing, like, a game-winning field goal from, like, 47 yards, when, in theory, it should have been a lot closer if they took that touchback. So that's just coaching. That just shows you the great mind of Bill Belichick.
He's looking for gaps in between the rules.
Exactly.
And every advantage that he could get. It reminds me of that whole, when they went to the Super Bowl against the Seahawks, when they pulled the offensive lineman as a wide receiver.
Yep.
And the Baltimore Ravens could not adjust to it. That was the big talk. He will find any way to win. Mismatches. I mean, that's how you win in football. You got to get every inch, and that's what football is. Yes. And I'm still surprised I just blew past that whole Raiders score, and you didn't even say anything about it.
Yeah.
After I've been blowing at the Raiders, Raiders!
Cars. Say, I mean, even though Carson, or what's his name, Derek Carr, even though he's playing efficient, he's not going to take his team to the promise. I am not sold on this motherfucker. Yep. And he's going to continue to lose games. They're going to barely go 500. I guarantee it.
They look like the Raiders on Sunday, to tell you the truth. I'm not going to fucking lie.
I don't know. Matty Ice, though, he played pretty decent. I mean, he had 26 for 34, 3 touchdowns and a pick. But, I mean, Derek Carr played pretty efficient with 3 touchdowns. I mean, yeah, he played pretty good, but... You gotta get your team over the hump. I mean, Jack Del Rio, he's a good coach. He's been there, done that. So at some point, it's gonna come down to the player.
Well, that pretty much wraps up our recap of week 2. It is Saturday, so it's kind of like, what's the replay value going to be on this where we re-air it? You know, nobody's going to give a shit because probably people are going to hear it like tomorrow, Monday. They're like, oh, I don't give a shit. So that's why we're kind of wrapping it up, speeding it up. But we're going to go to our next topic. I'm pretty sure everybody's fucking talking about this. Let's play some for you guys. Segment of the show, News Around the World with Wretch and of Mars.
Hey now.
How do you like, by the way, let me just replay it real quick. Let me play, this is our news segment.
Ooh. That's some throwback news music. Like, you don't hear that anymore these days.
That's some serious shit right there.
Wait till you hear the gong part. That's the best part.
You know why they're hitting the gong? Because this is some serious shit. And we're going to talk about some serious shit right now.
If this shit really did air, I mean, there must have been some epic news back then. I mean, what was going on during the world?
Probably like, I don't know, like fucking... I don't know.
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Can you imagine that being on the brink of nuclear war and then you hear this Cold War news music?
Dong. Dong. Or how about like that music and then it's talking about Bill Clinton getting his knob slobbed by Lewinsky. We got a lot of great music news for you guys today. We're going to talk about Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked in the Oval Office. But yeah, there is a lot of fucking crazy shit happening in the last 2 weeks. We'll go to that audio clip from North Carolina shooting. That's what that was before our epic news music. But let's talk about Tyree King and Columbus.
Oh, this guy. Oh.
So I'm gonna tell the story here. Tyree King, 13-year-old, fatally shot by police in Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
Tyree King, he was wanted for questioning on Wednesday night in a armed robbery. Police were called to investigate a group of people. When the police approached the suspects, two of the males ran away. Police followed and pursued into an alley when the suspect pulled a gun from his waistband. Tyree King was shot multiple times and pronounced dead at the hospital within hours of being shot. The weapon recovered from the scene was a BB gun with an attached laser sight. So, what... You got anything on that?
Did you see the gun that was recovered? Did you see what it looked like?
I did not. But the weapon recovered from the scene was a BB gun, like I said, with a laser sight. And Columbus Police Chief Kim Jacobs said this: "Our officers carry a gun that looks practically identical to this weapon. If if turns out not to be a firearm, but as you can see, it turns out not to be a firearm, but as you can see, it looks like a firearm that could kill you. That's what Chief Kim Jacobs said.
Hey, I saw pictures of the actual BB gun recovered at the scene, and it looked like a real fucking gun. Just want to throw that out there.
How
do you feel about that? Is it a justified shooting? Is it? Is it? How is he supposed to? Is it worse because he's 13? If you're a police officer, how do you approach that situation? What do you do?
Well, okay, I did my own little investigation on my own on my free time, which it's during work, so I'm stealing time. Let me just point. I'm going to make an argument here. Okay. And I'm going to go back to this, but let's go to this Tulsa, Oklahoma shooting. Because I'm going to wrap this up with what I got to say about everything else.
Okay.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, a 40-year-old Eric Harris was accidentally shot to death by Reserve Deputy Robert Bates, which is 73 years old. Bates accidentally pulled his gun out when he meant to use his fucking taser. Eric Harris was pronounced dead 1 hour after the shootings. Did you hear about this?
The Tulsa shooting, I did hear about it. And, yeah, you're right. It was there was two officers on the scene. One was carrying a taser, it was a female officer. She had her gun pulled out on him. The second officer had his taser. And apparently they tasered him and shot him at the same time.
So you're telling me Yahoo News is giving me some bullshit report?
Yeah. Because
fuck you, Yahoo News!
It is inaccurate because the female officer involved has already been charged with manslaughter.
Wow. And this story, the, he has a history of assault and battery on an officer, but he did not comply with what the cops were telling him to do. When the police tried to arrest him, he bolted. One of the cops said, "Absolutely a threat. He was an absolute threat while he was going down." That's what one of the cops said. It's also a police sergeant said. One police sergeant said, "You shouldn't have fucking ran." One deputy shouted during that altercation.
You know what? I think that's a different case.
Yeah, because I'm talking about Eric Reed. Eric Reed? Eric Harris.
You're talking about the Tulsa shooting, right?
Yeah, I'm talking. Look, it says right here.
I think that's a different news story, because if you actually saw the video.
See, I'm doing the one where there wasn't a video.
Yeah, you know, this is the Tulsa shooting. They actually, there's a video on that. And that was where the female officer shot him. That's the one that in the news right now, that's, they're basically saying it's completely unjustified.
Okay.
Because if you see the video, the dude has his hands up, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, so that all started because his car was stalled in the middle of the highway. And his car stalled. I don't know why he was out wandering somewhere. I don't know how it all started. But basically, the police officers had him in his sight. His hands was up. And he's got his hands up. And he's walking back towards his car. He's like 15 yards away from his car. I don't know why he was so far away, but he's walking backwards, or he's walking to his car with his hands up, and the officers are telling him to stop or whatever. They're giving him commands, and he's not complying. He's walking towards his car, and he appears to be sticking his hand inside of his window, and that's when the female officer shot him. Mm. So, again, it's like, is it justified? I mean, is she right in this case where he's not complying, he's not telling officer, he's not following directions, who knows what he's reaching for? The cop doesn't know that. So she shot him, I mean, and he died. Unfortunately, she shot him one time and he died. But under that circumstance, you don't know what he's grabbing for. You don't know what he's going to do. If he would have just stopped like he was told, it could have been a whole different situation. I think you researched the wrong guy, to be honest.
There was another shooting at Tulsa, Oklahoma, according to Yahoo News, those sons of bitches, where Eric Harris was shot, where the deputy, Robert Bates, at 73.
You know what that is? You know what that is? You know why that has no coverage? Because it probably doesn't fit Black Lives Matter's narrative.
Black lives do matter.
It's not in the news. Nope. Probably because he's scattering, he's running, so all of a sudden Black lives don't matter because he took off running and he's being a criminal, right? Black lives only matter when it fits their narrative. So that's probably why no one's ever heard of that story, because I didn't hear about that
one. It doesn't fit their criteria. Sergeant Dave Walker told Tulsa World that police would not investigate the death unless the sheriff's office asked them to, and they have not asked us to.
Wow.
So there's no investigation on that, but you know what? Maybe nobody has heard it because it doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit the narrative. He took off running. It doesn't fit the narrative.
And I'm pretty sure this one doesn't get... This Tulsa, Oklahoma fucking news didn't get as much press because... If it bleeds, it leads. That's the news thing, you know? Like, everybody wants to see unarmed black men getting shot. This is what the news wants us to see, so people can get fucking wet and get tuned in, and so everyone's like in some fucking like, oh, they're being wronged and this and that. But you gotta fucking know that the fucking news is ran by a bunch of jerk-offs who don't give a shit about people. The only thing they give a shit about is fucking ratings. And you should watch that fucking movie, Nightcrawler, because news people are like worse than fucking car salesmen. They're fucking scum.
Wow.
Suck my cock, you fucking pieces of shit. Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks.
And there's a thing in the news where it's like, well, I don't know if it's in the news, but it seems like everybody knows the names of the guys that recently got killed. Like, you know, Tyree King's name, you know, whatever the fuck the other guy's name is, Keith Scott, whatever. You know those guys' names, but you don't know the names of the guys that are killed in Chicago on a daily basis, like black-on-black crimes. You don't know their names, but you know the names of the guys that get killed by police. Why is that?
Well, if we got to get to this point, I was saving this till the end. Maybe this is the perfect moment. I did some research, and before I can make an argument for both sides. I can, because I'm not narrow-minded. I feel like I can look at both opinions and judge them for myself, or put myself in their shoes. Being a police officer is not like a regular job. You're not fucking a cashier at Home Depot. You're not a librarian. You're not a fucking... I don't even know, a postman, you know? Like, you're a police officer and you put on a bulletproof vest underneath your uniform before you go to fucking work. So this is not a regular job. So let's just kind of put that into people's minds. These motherfuckers are putting their lives on the line every single fucking day. My other thing is, to add to that, is brought to you by NeighborhoodScout.com, saying this is going to the Tyree King case, right? If you go to Ohio, let's say you go to fucking Ohio, you have a 1 in 182 chance of becoming a victim of a crime in Ohio. I also did some more on sheetmedia.com saying Toledo, Ohio, which is in Ohio, Cincinnati, Dayton, Akron, Ohio,
LeBron's home.
Canton, Ohio, I did a search for the top 100 most dangerous cities in the United States, and Toledo, Cincinnati, Dayton, Akron, and Canton are on there, and those are in Ohio. This place is not a place like where I live in. I live in San Jose, California. Things could kind of get kind of weird sometimes, but it's not... You got to put yourself in this perspective. This is a dangerous place to live. More dangerous than this place, that's for sure. And these cops know that. So how do you feel like approaching a suspect that has been called for armed robbery? You're approaching the suspect, like, how do you, you're just calmly going up to this person like, oh yeah, this is no big deal, I'm just gonna check their eye. No, you don't know if this guy's gonna shoot at you, you're gonna get fucking stabbed, you don't know anything about this fucking person. I remember I got pulled over in Arizona one time, and this was in 2012, and this was the whole thing where they're making or thinking about making Mexicans wear ID IDs so I know if I'm an American citizen or not. I got pulled over. I was so scared. Took out the keys off the ignition, put it on the dashboard, put my hands on the fucking steering wheel, and that's what happened. If you guys know me, I'm a regular guy, but the cop doesn't know that. You know, for all I know, I was gonna bolt, I was gonna take off. Who knows what's going through a cop's mind? So don't fucking judge cops.
They're trying to take over this. They're trying to take control of the situation. If you don't abide by their commands, you're gonna have problems.
You can't easily just say all cops are fucking fucked up neither. I'm pretty sure most of them don't wake up saying, I want to kill a black kid today. I'm pretty sure a lot of them do not think that. Maybe a small percentage do that are kind of fucked up in the head, but not all.
That's the false narrative that's being fed to
that all cops America are bad
right now. Yeah, that all cops are bad.
That's There's bullshit. A
police brutality issue. It's not. We don't have a police brutality issue in America. We have a stupid fucking idiot person in problem in America. We have a deadbeat parent issue in America. The whole Tyree... You want to go back to the Tyree King thing real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he was a 13-year-old. Everyone's saying, oh, he was just a baby. And he shouldn't have been shot. Alright. I was 13. I knew better not to rob a fucking liquor store. I knew better not to point a gun at a police officer at age 13. I'm not gonna accept that excuse. Oh, he was just a baby. You fucking commit a crime, you point a fucking gun that looks like a real gun at a police officer, you're gonna get fucking killed.
Well, actually, that's perfect, because it leads to me putting my shoes in the kid, or the kid's shoes, or the parent's shoes. You're raising a child in Columbus, Ohio. Like, as I said, it's a dangerous place. It's more dangerous where I fucking live at. There's peer pressure like a motherfucker in this area. The people around you have this mentality where it's about the hood. I don't know, this gangster kind of life.
Right, right.
You're living, you're going to get peer pressure. If you're hanging out in a certain, like, you can't be a bitch. Like, you have to roll with your homies, or else you're going to be called a bitch. You got to roll with the crew, this is the way I'm trying to portray it. So now, even protecting the kid, the parents of the kids. See, my parents are really good people. But as a child, I was a little fucko. I was a fucking
piece of shit. You weren't out robbing liquor stores and pointing guns at police officers.
But we're in San Jose. That's the difference. It's a big difference. I was a little fucko, a little fucking piece of shit.
It's one thing
being a brat. I got in a lot of trouble being a brat, being a little fucking piece of shit, and my parents are good people. Now, maybe his parents are good people and they're trying to, maybe they're working two jobs at a time trying to fucking live, support. I don't know them. I don't know. But society, you can turn out to be what your society is. You're a product of your own environment. And that's me putting myself in their shoes. You're trying to prove yourself to your peers that I'm worthy enough to roll with this fucking crew. So that's my thing. So I wouldn't blame the parents. Who knows? Maybe they are pieces of shit.
I 100% blame the parents.
What?
I 100% blame the parents.
Blame? Okay, so you could do that. I'm saying the other thing. Do you have any more else to add until I go my conclusion to this?
I'm just saying we have a deadbeat parent problem in America. They're raising their kids wrong. You don't... I'm using my own self as an example, and I don't care what area I'm raised in. I was never brought up to hate the police. I was never brought up in that type of environment. Parents need to step up and raise their kids the right way. You've always heard of these football players where they're saying, yeah, my mom raised me. She was a single mom, and look how they turned out. So it's not like you can't use that excuse. Oh, I'm a single parent. So what? All of a sudden your kid's going to be turn out to be a fucking asshole. Fuck that. We have a deadbeat parent issue in America. That's obvious. We have a stupid idiot person in America. That's obvious. If a police officer tells you to get down, you get down. You have no rights at that point. Yes, you do technically have rights, but the police officer's trying to gain control of a situation, so if he tells you to do something, you fucking do it. All these people want to say, fuck the police. We were downtown and we saw that Black Lives Matter movement shit downtown. You hear everybody saying, fuck the police.
They were saying, fuck the police.
You really want to say, fuck the police? Fuck the police? Fuck you!
This leads to my thing, and I'm so happy you're so passionate about this subject, because usually you don't give a shit about anything. All I have to say is this, to close this out, unless you have anything else to say.
I'm good.
Okay, I'm a Mexican-American kid that grew up in San Jose, California, Northern California. The demographic here is, we live in the most diverse city, San Jose, California, in the United States. I see Indian people, Asian people, everything around me.
Stinky Indian people.
Only those two. I'm not saying all Indian people are stinky, just those two stinky assholes that smelled like they ate little pieces of shit for breakfast. But I'm a brat that grew up in a really good place in America. And that's the last thing I'm going to say is, I don't know what it is to be black in America. I don't know how it is to feel discriminated against. I have never in my life felt discriminated. I know it's because where I grew up, white people in a study, they said they make more than their black people counterparts. There's other things, these other race issues in America. I don't know how it is to be black in America. I don't know how I feel when I see people, my race being murdered in some cases where, like, for instance, that fucking guy that had the kid with autism. He was his fucking guardian. He was teaching him something. The cops come and they said, oh, we wanted to question you. Put your hands up. The guy complies completely. And I saw the video. He's face down on the ground and the cop shoots him in the fucking leg. And he goes, why did you shoot me? I was complying with the entire thing. There is something fucked up in America. Well, there's something fucked up. Not with the entire police force.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But I think what black people do want is something like that does fucking happen. I think they want fucking justice. I know that Trayvon Austin kid. Is that what?
Trayvon Martin.
Trayvon Austin? Who the fuck is that?
I think he plays for the Rams.
Oh, he's a wide receiver. I got the NFL on my mind. Trayvon Martin got shot, right? But I seen pictures where he was like a little hoodlum or whatever. But that fucking guy walked off. He killed him. He walked off clean, right?
Yeah.
And then he was charged with... He's beating his fucking wife right after.
Some other shit.
So this, I think this is. I've seen a lot of black people on TV saying this. The smart black people, they're saying, we don't want. Not all cops, black cops are bad. All right, not all cops are bad, and they're not. But if you shoot an unarmed black guy, like for instance, we have seen in the past, or you just shoot somebody, a black guy, there should be some sort of equal justice to that.
It all depends. You say unarmed, if they're not following commands, they're walking back to their car, you don't know what the fuck they're gonna do. I do agree that lethal force shouldn't be the first option. You should be tasered, or you should be at least hit with a baton. I don't think you should be just shot right away. But if you do have a gun and you are armed, yeah, that's you're on your own. You will be subject to getting shot. If you're unarmed, just like in Tulsa, where he's walking back, he's not following instructions, he's walking back to his car, he reaches inside of his car, you don't know what the fuck he's gonna do, Rob.
So, it's so many variables to this. This is a sensitive subject, but we have the balls to talk about it on our show. And thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. And thanks. But that's all I can fucking say about it. I don't know. It's a crazy issue, but also.
I have some coworkers at my work. They're both black guys, and we were talking about this the other day, and they're saying that they don't feel safe. They're pretty stand-up guys. Like anytime there's a shooting in the news, like they always say, "Yeah, you know, it was justified or whatever." But these are stand-up guys, and they were saying for the first time in their lives, they now feel unsafe riding in their cars. They feel like they can get shot at any point. And to me, that's mind-boggling to me, because I feel like if you just follow the instructions, follow what you're supposed to do when a cop says so, you will come out safe. And I've, like I told you, I've been frisked many times downtown San Jose on my
You look
bike.
Like a thug.
I don't look like...
You look like a piece of shit thug.
I have a scumbag appearance.
Yeah,
I don't,
you're a dirty... asshole looking piece of shit.
Which is probably why they pull me over, because I don't have no lights on my bike. And I every single time I had a blade in my pocket, and every time they stopped me, they asked me, "Do you have any weapons?" I say, "Yes, I have a knife in my pocket." Immediately they say, "Put your hands behind your back, get up against the wall." What do? I follow every fucking instruction they give me, and I came home that night. I don't fucking go to jail. I didn't get shot because I followed every fucking command they gave me. That says a lot. That goes a long way, and more people need to fucking follow instructions.
But like as I said, cops are probably more relaxed here in San Jose than they are in fucking Ohio.
It doesn't fucking matter. If you follow what they're telling you, then you will make it out.
Also, the lady from Carolina, she's being charged with first degree murder.
Yeah, she's being charged with manslaughter.
Manslaughter. Also, the only thing that I could think of to possibly put a halt to this or reduce this sort of shit from happening is having training for police officers even much harder.
Hey, and that's what the presidential candidates are pushing for, or at least what Hillary said. Hillary's going for more tougher training programs. So
that makes sense to me. That makes sense. What do you say, President Obama? President Obama? You son of a bitch! You never have. You have anything else to say than just mumble it? You fucking. Yeah, you piece of shit. I fucking stop talking. You fucking piece of shit.
He's checked out.
He's checked out. He's in his. It's like it's. You got 1 hour left on Friday, right? And he's checked out because he's gone. Hey, who gives out. A shit? Anyways. We have NYC New Jersey terrorist bombing. That guy got captured, right?
This is my biggest fear right now in America and in my own city and state. this is what I dreamed of happening, and it's happening now. Like, you got these fucking ISIS fucks planning pressure cooker bombs throughout the city. They're detonating them. 29 or 31 people got injured out there in Manhattan. The dude fucking got caught. He captured him in a shootout. But the ironic thing about that, though, is, all right, this guy, he's wanted for terrorism, and he gets into a shootout with the police. He survives, but then you got these black guys, you know, getting shot dead by police. So it's like, how does that make any sense? But you imagine they want to capture this guy alive for intelligence purposes.
You probably want to find out who he's working with. Exactly. Because these coward fucks, these fucking pussies, that's what terrorists are. They're a bunch of fucking pussies who have to hit you from behind. You're gonna hit me from behind, you fucking pussy. How about you fight me face to face, you fucking you pussy. Don't they wear dresses? Like, they wear dresses.
When they're out there on the battlefield, they like wear their bedspreads and their pillowcases. It's like as their shirts. And then they're like in like sandals, like cheap brown sandals.
Like, I seen a military camp of ISIS, like them training. They're lining up to go off of monkey bars.
Yeah, these fucking pussy ass cowards. Like they can't even fight with a fucking uniform. They gotta fucking use human shields. They gotta hide in the neighborhoods. Why don't you come out and fucking fight like a fucking man? Stop being a fucking pussy planting fucking bombs everywhere and trying to like hit everybody from the back. Why don't you fucking come out and fight face to face?
Hey, why are you guys trying to hit me from the back? Why don't you get your crusty, stinky ass out there, cave boy?
Why don't you wear a real fucking uniform, not your fucking bed sheets?
Hey, why are you wearing your breast meat, boy? And then why are you coming up for me from behind, trying to push me from behind, you goddamn stinky asshole piece of shit? You fucking, you want to fight? You push me in the front. Let's go down, baby.
Stop using a fucking bomb. Like, you fucking fight me. Or, you know, you go face to face. Fight me.
You fucking pussies.
These radical Islamic pussy ass motherfuckers. Fuck your country. Fuck where you come from. Fuck your beliefs. Oh, have you heard of Sharia law, by the way?
Oh, by the way, before you go into this, I know a lot of fine Muslim people. And they're great people, but let's just get it clear that these Islamic radicals aren't preaching what these people that I know hear. They are using and manipulating their followers with all this weird, stupid bullshit that does not even exist in the fucking Quran.
Show me one Muslim that's not a terrorist.
Oh my god, are you serious right now? Are you fucking serious? Boo this, you fucking pig. Are you serious?
Hey, oh, by the way, out there in Minnesota, there was an ISIS, there was a mall stabbing. That's my other big fear too. Like, I hate going to the mall because I never feel safe. There's no security. I mean, out there in Minnesota, a fucking ISIS, they're claiming this guy. He stabbed 9 people at the fucking mall. An off-duty officer shot him, and he stopped him, and he killed him. That's what I fear that's going to happen, and those are more antics are going to step up.
Antics?
I honestly, every time I go to the mall, I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking everywhere for anything suspicious because I don't fucking trust anybody. Just fucking last night, some wetback piece of shit fucking shot up a mall and killed five people.
A Mexican guy?
They're calling him Mexican. I'm Mexican, so I could say wetback, so fuck you.
Oh, that's like a black person saying the N-word,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Okay. I'll justify that. What do you think, folks?
Hey, they're not relating it to terrorism, but who fucking knows? Who the fuck shoots up a mall? I mean, he was wearing shorts and like Vans. It's like, why don't you wear something cool when you're gonna do something?
How about you not do that at all, you fucking asshole. You motherfucker. If we don't have anything else to say,
hey, I'm just gonna make a point. What these Islamic faggots live under, they live under a thing called Sharia law.
Yeah.
You want to hear what of a joke Sharia law is?
Let me enlighten me, bro.
This is like, how barbaric can you be to come up with rules like this? You're gonna, when I read this to you, I bet you can't keep a straight face.
Okay. Okay. I went through hell earlier today to record the fart recordings for what we're about to do later, a little later on. You guys will hear this. Okay. I have some sort of idea. I'm ready.
It sounds like some old wise men got together and decided to come up with a set of rules that they can just fucking take advantage of women and just... There's just a bunch of horny old men that came up with this set of rules. Listen to some of these rules that people live under.
I'm listening.
A woman who has been raped cannot testify in court against her rapist. Testimonies of four male witnesses are required to prove rape against a woman. A woman's testimony in court allowed in property cases carries half the weight of a man's. A female inherits half of what a male heir inherits. A woman cannot drive a car as it leads to upheaval, whatever the fuck that means. So women can't drive. A woman cannot speak alone to a man who is not her husband or relative. A divorced wife loses custody of all children over 6 years or when they exceed it. A man can unilaterally divorce his wife. A woman needs her husband's consent to divorce. A man can beat his wife for insubordination. What other bullshit is there?
All I have to add is this. Theft, I have a question.
Theft is punishable by amputation of the right hand. Criticizing or denying any part of the Quran is punishable by death. Fuck the Quran. I wipe that shit with my ass. Kill me. Criticizing Muhammad.
This is Reg saying. Reg saying this. I did not.
Criticizing.
Of Mars is not saying this.
Or denying that he is a prophet is punishable.
Reg is saying this.
Muhammad, you could suck my dick. Criticizing or denying Allah, the God of Islam,
is
punishable by death. Allah, suck my dick.
Reg, just to make things clear. Wretch said this all, I'm of Mars, so there's a big difference. Also, with all this, women beating bullshit, I got one question. Of, Wretch. I got one question.
Oh, yeah.
is Chris Brown Muslim? Because that fucking pussy-ass bitch likes beating women like crazy. Oh, but he'll kneel down, right, on the national anthem.
He'll kneel down.
Yeah. Let's fucking take a break. We'll be right back after this little quick break.
Now you thought I was just 77, no? In 404, I'm worldwide, yet act like y'all know. It's the abominable hoe man. Globetrot International Postman.
A hoe man. Anyways.
We can meet outside. So control your hormones and keep your drawers on. Till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones. 312-313. 315-803. I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres. One, these holes is self-serve. 757-410. My cell phone's just overload.
I've got I got holes
in different area codes.
So we're back from our break, guys. Yeah, we're back from our break. We're gonna go off to my gripe for this. Last week I said I went to Arizona. Let me.
Oh, are you starting? Is this your gripe?
This is my gripe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This will all come together in the end, so be patient with me, all right? about three weeks before I went to Arizona, my father has a drinking problem. Oh. Yeah. He it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I mean, you know my father, right, Rich?
I do.
He's a great guy.
Good guy.
Great fucking stand-up guy. But when he drinks, he... Anyways, I'm not going to get too detailed into that, but just let you know, it just... The family just fucking gets torn apart. It's terrible stress for three straight weeks. I ended up going to Arizona, and during this time, he went to the hospital, and... But he's been clean since then, so that's good news, you know. But it was very tiring. I'm tired. I come back... I feel like fucking shit all at Arizona the entire time. Like I was trying to fight something off. So on Sunday we go to this cool ass bar. Shout out to my brother-in-law Boss Playa, my homie.
This in Chandler, Arizona.
In Chandler.
Shout out to Chandler, Arizona.
Boss Playa.
We go to eat
so at this breakfast bar place to watch all the games in the morning. We get there early. By the way, the fucking waitresses are really hot there.
Can you smoke over there?
I didn't see anybody smoke, but they introduced themselves by their name. They only answer by their name, and they call me baby and sweetheart the entire day, and they're hot. And so I wanted mimosas. The first mimosa was $10, but her name was Vanessa. Vanessa said, "The first one's $10, babe, but after that, every mimosa's $1 each."
Wow!
I had a fucking alarm go off, and fireworks went off in my fucking head. So I was like, "I'm getting shit faced because I feel like fucking shit." I ended up getting all drunk. I drank all day. I don't even know how much mimosas I drank. I go to the airport. I drink more beer at the bar at the airport. Nice. Which this airport in Arizona looks like a fucking Greyhound station. It's so small. I get on the plane. I drink more wine. And then once I get off the fucking plane, I get a call saying that I have to work on Monday. So I was like, I can't let this person down that I'm covering for work. Anyways, Monday I was so hungover. It was, every time I looked up, I felt like fucking puking at work. It was terrible. So, Monday night, I go to sleep kind of early, and I feel kind of decent on Tuesday. Decent enough to go work out before work. I go to work, I go to my second job, then I come home, and then you come over with some beer so we can talk about the outline for this show. I drink that first beer, as you might notice, or you do remember, and my stomach just turns. It's just the worst feeling I've... Oh, God, it hurts so goddamn bad. And that's what we said earlier in the show. I was pissing out of my goddamn butthole. All night, the entire night. The time that I started falling asleep was all, when all the piss came out of my boho.
Wow.
And I slept on my knees because like my fucking stomach hurts. Now I don't know why sleeping on my knees. I don't know. So anyways, Wednesday goes. I work both jobs again, 7 to 7. I come home and I'm like, okay, I'm so tired. I go to sleep around 9 o'clock. I wake up at 2 in the morning. And I'm up till 2 in the morning. Thursday, I work from 7 to 7 again. And we were supposed to do the podcast on Thursday night, but it was my sister's birthday.
Nice.
So we went to go eat. And when I came home, I fucking rubbed it out. It was like 9:30. I'm rubbing it out. I rubbed it out good. I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep so goddamn good tonight, especially the way I ate. I ended up waking up at fucking 2 in the morning again.
Wow.
And staying up all night again because I could not sleep for no reason.
And is the projectile diarrhea over at this point?
It's over. I'm just waking up for no fucking reason. So Friday I'm working, and I'll just say it. I'm a substitute teacher, and I'm subbing at my old high school. And this kid, I told him to pipe down. He wouldn't listen to me. I told him, hey, you either pipe down and move over here and sit next to me, or I'm sending you to the office with, you know, we call it CO5. You know, that's where the bad kids go. And he was like, why? I'm like, I don't have to tell you why. You either do it or go to CO5. So he gets up, and I hear him chirping. He's saying shit once I turn my back. I sit down, and he's on his way out, and he sits down right next to me. And I was like, oh, I thought so. That's what I told him. So all I had to do for this class, I put on a video, and the kids watch it. I watch a fucking video. That's all you have to do. How hard is that? Yeah. You watch a goddamn it. So I asked the kid. I'm trying to be nice to him. I'm not.
And he's sitting next to you.
He's sitting next to me, and I ask him. I go up to him. I look to him towards my right, and I say, "Hey, have you ever watched this show before?" He don't answer me. I said, "Hey, have you ever watched this show?" Don't even fucking look. Nothing acknowledges me. And then he, out of nowhere, he looks at me with these red eyes, like. Like, he wants to hit me, but he's scared. Because his eyes were, like, watery. And he's all, nah, I never seen this show. And I'm like, what the f... I'm like, I get up, I open the door, I'm all, go to CO5, get the fuck out of here. So he leaves, and he's trying to say something. I'm like, I'm all, go. And I'm smiling at him the entire time. Like, I don't know if he thought he was intimidating me. This freshman kid too. He kind of looked at me when I was going out, and I'm looking at him and I'm smiling at him, and he's just trying to be so hard. Anyways, I'm like, oh my god, like fucking kid. Like, I'm just trying to have an easy period. So I kicked him out. He got referred by Mr. Reeser. So then on Friday, this was Friday, and I go. I have a concert. I saw the Contortionist last night in Frisco. I come home, I eat, I'm fucking tired, but I'm gonna go meet my homie over there. I start driving, and it's literally 2 hours to get there because it's bumper to bumper traffic heading up to the city at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's Friday, so it's understandable. I'm still making good time, so we're bumper to bumper traffic. And I move forward, and I think I'm an excellent driver. I think I'm a really good driver, and I pull up. The traffic's going no faster than 5 miles an hour.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I pull up just slowly. I'm all good. I have Monster energy drinks. I'm feeling good. This fucking guy right behind me in a truck rear ends my fucking car.
I noticed that.
Fucking hits me. Like, I don't know. So I look in my rearview mirror, and this fucking guy's like, he's holding the steering wheel, and you could see him like yelling at himself. And I my cell phone fell to the ground. Like, I was just like in shock. Did you get whiplash? Actually, the only thing that hurt, because when I brake and I drive clutch, because real men drive stick, I fucking hit the clutch when I brake. So my foot was all the way down to the floor. When it hit me, it kind of tweaked my ankle a little bit. Wow. That's what I'm going to say. So I'm there for 3 seconds, and I'm like, well, I got to get up the fuck to the shoulder. So I look back at him, and I'm like pointing towards the right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the right. This fucking guy bolts it.
Oh, wow.
I was like, you son of... I tried to follow him, and like a maniac, he squeezes in between all the cars to get away like a fucking pussy. Some dickless piece of shit. He fucking hit my fucking car, and my trunk was wide open. Wow. Like, it hit it that hard.
Yeah.
He took off.
Damn.
And I was like, I tried to pursue him, and I was like, dude, my car is so goddamn slow.
He just takes, like, just...
He like a maniac, he's forcing his way in between cars.
You didn't and get goes away. At all,
no, because myself, I didn't even know where my cell phone was until I finally pulled over. I pull over, I call the cops.
They're not going to do anything.
And they're not going to do anything because I didn't... They're like, did you take a picture of their license plate? I was like, I didn't. You know, I did not. But the cop said, hey, there's an exit in front of you a half mile up. I think it's Harbinger exit. Exit that, go to the right, there's a Shell station. Please meet me right there. Can you meet me there? And I was like, okay, sure. I drive there. The guy shows up. He's super nice fucking cop. My age, our age, 86. And we're there for fucking 30 minutes trying to find a way to close my trunk using his crowbar from his fucking cop car. Super cool guy. And we get it shut. And I end up going to fucking San Francisco and seeing the show. And I had a great time last night. I wake up this morning. I took two shits in the morning and I feel really light. I feel really good. Normal shits. And... you know, you're probably like, Rich, like, I mean, of Mars, like, why are you bitching so much? Why are you venting so much? Why is this important to the show? You know what? It might sound like that, but I'm not venting or I'm not bitching. All I gotta say is that life, for the last fucking month, has been shitting on me. It has been pissing all over me and been trying. Ever since we started this podcast, it felt like something has always come up to try to stop us doing this podcast. We do it as a hobby, and it's fun. And I feel like when people do something that they actually love or do, or they want to do something always gets in the way. And life has tried to beat me down so fucking hard this last fucking month. And it tried its fucking hardest this week to make me not participate into our podcast. All I have to say is to life, right now, if life was right here across this table right now, all I have to say is this. Is that all you got? You fucking pussy. You think I'm gonna fucking quit and cry, you fucking cunt? You think I'm gonna stop doing what I wanna do because you wanna shit all over my chest and give me a chili dog, you fucking piece of shit life? You know, I love life. I don't even know what to call this bad luck spree that's going on. But everybody out there facing adversity, I hope, you know, you get something from this. Fucking just keep going and fucking keep your head down and keep working. And the last thing I have to say, if life's listening to me, all I gotta say is, if you got some more, you got some more to throw at me, let's rock. Anyways, that's my gripe. And I'm sorry, guys. I just had to say that. I don't know why I'd say that, but I just gotta get that shit off my chest. I'm sorry, guys, which leads us to this section.
I noticed your bumper was dented too. I didn't want to say anything at first.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't, because I wanted to save that for the show. Good call. So this is our segment we like to call I'm Sorry. And I'm sorry because last week I made some mistakes on our show and I want to correct all of that. So last week, if you were tuning in, guys, D'Angelo, I called D'Angelo Williams. First of all, I'm sorry, D'Angelo Williams, for calling you D'Angelo Hall 6 times last week on the show. This week, so far, you're the league's leading rusher with 58 rushes, 237 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The league's leading rusher. And I called you literally a piece of shit, a human piece of shit that yells at his coaches and is a loser that gets cut by the Raiders. He's a piece of fucking shit. Fuck D'Angelo Hall, and I'm so sorry, D'Angelo Williams. Also, I want to point out that you also said you have no problem sitting down when Le'Veon Bell comes back. Only rings matter. I give you the most props. Thank you for all them fantasy points. Do you have an apology, sir, a wretch?
You know what? I'm sorry for believing in Tyrod Taylor. I'm sorry.
Really?
Believing in this guy.
Tyrod!
This guy was my boy out of Virginia Tech. He's supposed to have a big year in Buffalo. I've been hyping him up the last 2 weeks, hoping that he's going to do something big. And he's just been a major disappointment. I am sorry for believing in you, you fuck.
Also, last week I also said during our Swift and Perry segment that Perry has the power to turn an elf from Rivendell into evil. I'm referring to Orlando Bloom.
Who's Perry?
Katy Perry. Oh. Our Taylor Swift and Katy Perry segment. I said that Perry has the power to turn an elf from Rivendell into evil. Well, I was wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Legolas, which was Orlando Bloom's character, is not an elf from Rivendell. He is an elf from the woodland realm of Northern Mirkwood. Just to make things clear, what the fuck is so funny? I'm apologizing right now.
I didn't say anything.
I was wrong. Legolas is not an elf from Rivendell. He is an elf from the woodland realm of Northern Mirkwood. Just to make things clear, I am not apologizing to Orlando Bloom. I'm apologizing to Legolas. So sorry, Prince of the Woodland Realm of Northern Mirkwood, but Orlando Bloom, you could suck a cock and die, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking nudist piece of shit. You're probably not even eating Katy Perry's asshole good. You fucking bitch. You got any more apologies, bro?
I want to make a legit apology right now to Carson Wentz. Is that his name? Carson?
Oh, are you serious right now?
This guy's playing lights out.
Are you kidding me?
I said the Eagles would probably win like 6 games, and he's got his team playing pretty good, so I apologize. I will not apologize to Derek Carr. You are still a piece of shit. I will take back Carson Wentz.
That's my apology. You got anything else? That's our segment. We're sorry. We're going to try to do this every week for our mistakes on the show the previous week. And just to say one last thing, we're sorry. So sorry. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm so tired. And, Back to the Future music? That shit gives me a fucking hard on. And you know what? Tomorrow, Sunday, is the future. And we're gonna predict that future, but we're gonna do it a little differently this time because we wanna do replay value. So we're gonna do two games that are worthy to watch. Let's watch. I got two good games. Rich has two good games. And then I got one stinker that nobody should watch in the world, and he got one stinker. So I'll kick things off. My must-watch game tomorrow, I'm curious. Let's see how fucking good Minnesota is. I know that they're going to lose against Carolina, but how bad will they lose, especially in Carolina, taking on the defending NFC champions, Carolina Panthers, at 10 a.m. in the morning. I want to see how good this defense is. I hope they're not, because my boy Cam Newton and Greg Olsen, my fantasy team, I want to light the shit up. You got a game?
I have a game out of the NFC East. Since I'm a Cowboy fan, I do like these rivalry games. I'm looking forward to seeing the Redskins and the Giants. Even though the Redskins are horrible, the Giants are trying to go 3-0, 2-0 in the division. That's a big rivalry game. I'm looking forward to that one.
Oh, that's a good one. You know what I'm most interested about in that game?
What?
Norman versus Odell Beckham. Since that last game, I want to see that shit all day. My next one, I'm glad you apologized to Carson Wentz, or should I say Wentzelvania? My boy going to play Pittsburgh, his first real test. Let's see how real good this kid looks tomorrow. Tomorrow, 1:25, Pittsburgh, the Battle of Wentzelvania. Pittsburgh at Philly tomorrow. His fucking big test. Let's see how good this kid really does against this fucking Seal of Clare defense.
That's hard to follow, but my next game, 49ers versus the Seahawks. I feel like this is the rivalry that's been a game the last couple of years. Right now, it's a shit rivalry.
Who wants to watch the Niners?
The Seahawks, they're only averaging 7 points a game right now, this first two games.
Russell Wilson has only thrown one touchdown in this entire season so far.
They're horrible offensively. I feel like the Niners are going to renew their rivalry. I think it's going to be a good game. I'm still caught up in that Niners-Seahawks rivalry. That whole NFC championship game years ago, that was like the best game I ever saw. The whole Richard Sherman, Crabtree thing. everything. I still hold this rivalry as a prestige game, so watch out for this one. Good things might happen.
So that's our games to look forward to tomorrow. The NFL, quick, easy, and now we're going to jump into the games that you should avoid at all fucking costs. Because you know what? They're stinkers like this one. Oh, fuck. And let's play fucko music because nobody wants to watch these pieces of shit games, right? Oh, what the? All right, Rich, are you okay?
Yeah. Hey. The game I do not want to see tomorrow. I don't even want to see highlights, dude.
Wait, hold on. No, let's save the fucko music. Let's just do the fart noises while we're saying this.
Out of all the games that I look down the schedule, I do not give a fuck about the Colts versus the Chargers. Angela, the Chargers are the worst, the most boring team to watch in the league. Who gives a shit about the Colts? I mean, it's the worst matchup of the week. I have no interest in whatsoever in watching this game. So avoid that game at all costs.
And my game... my game to avoid... tomorrow is Cleveland at Miami. I mean, talking about stinkers, Cleveland, they got the Browns, they sound like shit. They should be called the Cleveland shit Browns. And Miami, I mean, just who gives a fucking shit about both these teams unless you're a fan?
Who's coming in for RG3?
Who gives a shit? And there you go, Cleveland. That's what you deserve for being such pieces of shit this year. Oh, now let's go fuckle of the week. I got some nominations, and we're playing the fart noises too at the same time. Can you? I'm fucko of the week. Who's our first fucko of the week award, fucko? Oh, I'm the fucko of the week. I'm Ahmad Harris from the South Carolina State returner. I forgot to kneel for a touchdown. I forgot to kneel for a touchback or run it out of the end zone. Instead, I tossed it to the ref like he was part of my team. Dear, I'm Ahmad Harris. Dear.
Brad Pitt, how do you fuck your marriage up with the hottest bitch in Hollywood, Angelina Jolie? Oh, you had it made. I mean, how can you get any hotter than Angelina Jolie? You fucked your marriage up. You are my fucko of the week.
I have another fucko. I have another fucko of the week. His name is Tyrone Jones, kick returner for the Oakland Raiders. They kick it off, and the football hits him square in the face mask. I'm Tyrone Jones. I got one fucking job, and I can't even do that one job because I'm an Oakland Raider.
I'm gonna get political here. Ted Cruz, you're another fucko of mine. You vowed to never endorse Trump in this election after he insulted your wife, and now you have gone back on your word and you have now endorsed Trump. So that was pretty stupid of you. You're my fucko as well.
And that was our segment for Fucko of the Week Award. By the way, guys, the fart segment, it was the hardest thing we ever had to record it. Trying to record it without laughing was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. One of the hardest.
You try sitting in a chair with these fart sounds going off and try not to make a sound. It's literally impossible.
Oh, God. So, I hope you like the farts behind the Fuck of the Week award. And that pretty much ends the Fuck of the Week award. But let's start off with your Fuck of the Week. Angelina Jolie files for divorce from Brad Pitt on Monday. What are your thoughts on that, Rich?
Hey, that's typical Hollywood drama, Hollywood bullshit. I just don't know how you fucked that up. I mean, you have a hot chick like that, you have all these kids, and you fucked it up. Apparently he was like abusive towards his kids, like mentally, and not physically, but I think mentally, like he was like face to face with them, like really being abusive.
Yeah, like I heard that he drank a lot and he did a lot of substance abuse. This is what Angelina Jolie is saying. And Angelina Jolie is filing for sole custody for the kids and saying that the reason she divorced Brad Pitt was because his raising of the children weren't her liking.
Aren't all those kids adopted?
Except one, I think.
So they had one, like, legit?
Like a legit kid.
Why do they adopt so many kids?
That was what Brad Pitt walked into. I think she, at that point, I think Angelina Jolie already had, like, two or three kids that she's already adopted at that point.
Oh, so he's not shooting blanks. I mean,
and no, they, I don't know if they grew this kid in a test tube or they fucking cloned themselves.
What's up with her, like, wanting to adopt all these?
I mean, Brad Pitt's fucking stupid for walking into this relationship and thinking that, oh yeah, this broad is like, yeah, she's fucking hot. But look at all this bullshit.
Yeah, like all that baggage. Like, yeah, who wants that?
I don't want to take care of some fucking Samoan kids and, like, fucking these kids that, like, I don't know. That's just me. I don't know how I could take care of another man's kid, honestly, to tell you the truth.
That's not a good situation.
Absolutely not. Also, everyone's saying, oh, Jennifer Aniston got the last laugh.
But what is that about?
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were married.
Right.
And Brad Pitt cheated on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so now that he's being dumped, everyone's cheering, like, oh, he got his comeuppings and everything. But I got one thing to say. How come Angelina Jolie has been married three times, including with Brad Pitt, right?
Okay.
But Jennifer Aniston just finally got married right now. I'm thinking, I'm going to go back to last week's show and take this theory. Jennifer Aniston might have a stinky pussy.
Wow.
Or else what is her problem if she doesn't have a stinky pussy?
She comes off like a bitch, though. Like, she has that type of attitude. I mean, I think she's just tough to deal with. I think she's clean down there. I would make that assumption. I think she's just a bitch.
I don't know. She was on Leprechaun. I really like that movie. I don't know.
She was good in, what's that, Office Space?
Oh, yeah.
She was good in that one.
Yeah.
She was really hot in Leprechaun. That's an old movie.
Yeah. Okay, she was like 12 in that movie.
No, she was old. She was like, I don't know how old she was.
So moving on. Anyways, honestly, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie did the biggest favor for you, honestly, to tell you the truth. Now you could bang hot broads on the reg. And the next one.
To be married when you're Brad Pitt.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Can we get a? That's the best point I've heard all day on this goddamn show. What do you have to say about that, President Obama? You son of a bitch. Don King using the word Negro at a Trump rally, and he says nigga and corrects himself by saying Negro. What's up with that?
You want to hear the whole thing that he said? Don King, during a Donald Trump prep rally, or whatever the fuck you call it, a prep rally, he says, if you're poor, you are a poor Negro. I would use the N-word, but if you're rich, you are a rich Negro. If you are intellectual, you are an intellectual Negro. If you are a dancing and sliding and gliding nigga, oh, I mean Negro. You are dancing and sliding and gliding Negro. That's what King said, laughing along with the crowd.
So
you're going to be a Negro till you die. I don't know what point he's trying to make. Why would he say something like that?
Well, isn't Don King like the most corrupt like manager in boxing history? And he's speaking at a Trump rally. What does that say about Donald Dump? Donald Dump. I like that. You hear that? That's Donald Dump.
Dirty.
I like that.
I don't know what he's doing out there.
Yeah, Donald Dump.
I kind of see him as those old school type of guys, so he could say that. He could say the N-word.
I don't know why that
freely
sleazy piece of shit in the first place is even talking to people, or second of all, why anybody's listening to that fat fucking sleazy pig. Let's move on to our next topic. Sofia Vergara in a Wonder Woman costume.
Sofia, for some
odd reason, that girl.
I feel like she doesn't get enough praise. She is like the hottest fucking lady right now on like basic television. Like she's like on Fox on that show Modern Family. So fucking hot.
I've actually seen that show. It is really funny. I don't know what channel it's on.
Yeah, it's on channel. Well, they come on channel 2 like late at night. Oh, but yeah, she, her in that Wonder Woman costume, she's so fucking hot. She's really, she's like 35 or something like that. Like
I think she's 30s. In her 40s to tell you the
truth. Oh, man, she doesn't get enough praise in the media, I don't think.
I think I would probably eat her shit just to go out on a date. I would eat her shit just to say I ate her shit. It would probably be the sexiest shit in the world. Our next one, Kim K mentioned. What is she up to, Reg?
I don't know. What's up with her butt? Like, her ass is so fucking big. She has, like, implants. Is that what she's got?
I heard her little sister, Kylie Jenner, has ass implants.
Oh, wow.
Lip implants and a nose job.
Her tits don't look that good, though. Like, they look, like, obviously they're fake. But it looks like it's a bad job. Like they don't
Kim
look,
K?
Yeah, they don't look appealing to me. Like in this last photo that's floating around the internet, like her tits are all out. But there's something about it. I don't like it.
I honestly don't even know why we're talking about this fucking whore. This stupid, useless slut. How did she get airtime on my fucking podcast? The only thing I know that she's good at is sucking black cock.
Hey, Kylie and Kendall, those are like her stepsisters?
Yeah, those are her younger stepsisters.
They're so fucking hot.
They also like sucking black cock.
They do.
And the other two sisters now are sucking, I don't even know their name, but they suck black cock too. And now the mom's sucking black cock.
She's like a hardcore cougar, huh?
She's sucking some young black cock.
Wow.
And she's playing it like a trumpet.
Wow. I bet Caitlyn Jenner, I bet when he goes on dating apps, I bet you he puts women looking for a man, right? But you're a fucking guy. Stop bamboozling.
Oh, okay. Caitlyn Jenner, yeah, on dating sites, she's like, I want a man.
Yeah.
But like, I have a cock. But she... Caitlyn Jenner is also... Did you know that Caitlyn Jenner is dating a black guy?
Are you serious?
The whole family is black cock hungry.
Wow. That's disgusting.
They all love black cock. Is there something wrong with that? No, but it's just weird that they're all... It's a black cock. The other one... What was that one girl's name? The older sister... that one. Not that fat piece of shit one. The other one.
She looks good, though. Oh, Courtney? Courtney, yeah.
Courtney, she was married to that white dude for a while. Yeah, yeah. But now she's... I saw that she was dating Puff Daddy's son, who's like 24 years old.
What the fuck?
So, black cock...
Jeez.
There's something magical about it. I'm not gonna fucking try to find out what's magical about it,
man.
But these women and Caitlyn Jenner love it. Play like trumpets.
I didn't even know Caitlyn is has.
They like that fucking horse cock.
Full blown gay. You're gay. Stop feeding me this transgender bullshit. You're a homosexual. You're a homo.
Yeah, all I have to say is...
You're gay.
I don't care, but, like, why... It almost seems like because Kim Kardashian is into black dudes, then the rest of the family is into black dudes. Like, is it a trend? Like, hey, let's measure, like, our black boyfriend's cocks and talk about it over tea and biscuits at fucking Christmas time? Yeah. Is this what the Kardashian clan do?
Yeah, I don't... That's what they prefer, I guess.
So. To each his own. Hey.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a nice big black booty, like Cherokee porn star.
Cherokee? Yeah, who the fuck is that?
She's just a porn star, black porn star. But her ass is, it's just typical black.
The bubbly. Best black porn star, Priya Price. The hottest black porn star I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, so, that music. We changed our goodbye music. We changed it to the last song on Pulp Fiction. This is our... You know, what did you learn today, Rich?
I learned that we have problems here in America. And it's not what you think. We have a police brutality problem. But we have problems. And they're not going to get resolved anytime soon.
Well, I learned that Legolas is not an elf from Rivendell, but he is an elf from the woodland realm of Northern Mirkwood. I learned that today.
I learned Caitlyn Jenner is dating a guy. I actually didn't think he was going to go full-blown gay. I thought he was just going to dress like a woman the rest of his life. So he's actually sucking dick now. Yeah. That's news to me.
And he's getting pounded probably by a big old one-foot cock, black cock.
Oh, my God.
Terrorists are a bunch of pussies. I learned that today.
Yeah, we learned the whole nation of Islam are just filled with fucking pussies.
Pussies. Of Mars did not say that. Rich did.
It's a horrible cult belief. It's not a fucking religion.
I am not saying this.
It's a cult.
Wretches.
You guys live under a cult.
I did not say that, Rich Dick.
It's not a religion. It's not a religion of peace. It's a cult. It's a deadly cult. Fuck Islam.
Also, one thing that I wanted to... let me apologize for one thing that I forgot. Maybe I should just brought up right now. Last week we said Antonio Brown twerked. I saw the video again.
Was it not a twerk?
I thought of it. It wasn't a twerk. It was more like a cock dance. Like he was just like it was like a very sexual cock dance. Like if he was naked, that big black cock would be like in a windmill formation.
Like he has his hands over his head.
It's just like a cock dance. Yeah, he was grinding his cock on something. Like that's. So I apologize for that.
Is it worse than the Randy Moss pulling his pants down and rubbing his ass on the goalpost?
I think that's more disrespectful than fucking, you know. I think that's more disrespectful. I think that cock dance was sexy, and I would like to see that again in the NFL.
Be on Dancing with the Stars next year.
Woo! I'm tuning in, baby. Grind that black cock over Schoenberg's ass. Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. God bless America. God bless you guys. Kentucky, Oakland, Kansas City. Peace, guys. We love you.
Hey,
till next week.